We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, losing to Caraparavel last week 34-12. I know that's a tough loss for you guys, especially when you're playing at home as well. But you mentioned last week how good Caraparavel would be, and you know, they were pretty good because last year you guys were in a shootout with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Caraparavel, I think I voted them top five in the state for several weeks now. We knew coming in they were going to be a bear, and they were all of that in a bag of peanuts. You know, credit to them and their staff. They do a great job of running their schemes, and they have the players to do it. You know, to be honest, we thought, especially defensively, that our team gave outstanding effort and pretty good execution to hold a team like Caraparavel to 34 points. You know, I know to say that you felt good about the way that you played at times sounds ridiculous, but we really did. And the film backed that up. You know, there was a few big plays. There was one big pass early in the game and one big run kind of early in the first quarter, too, you know, that really hurt us. We were out of position, and they made plays. So that game was 20-12 at the end of the first quarter, and then there were only 14 points scored the rest of the game. And so, you know, like I talked to our guys about the improvements we made from, you know, week 5-6 defensively. And so we hope we can do that again. You know, offensively against Caraparavel, we did do some nice things at times. We moved the ball up and down the field. We had good yardage totals. But when we got in the red zone, when we had opportunities to score, we didn't do it. And against good teams, you know, from here on out, you know, we constantly talk to our guys about, you know, when we have opportunities to score, we have to do it. And so, you know, we had a few penalties that set us back a little bit, and, you know, some turnovers. But, you know, I'm hoping that our guys will rebound after, you know, really solid effort and rebounding to this week's game.
Do you feel like they're up for the challenge this week, knowing that there's a couple of different scenarios on the line?
Yeah, I think, you know, motivation for Madison football players, you know, I think they're just intrinsically motivated because that's the kind of community we are. But this week, you know, there's no hiding it. I think there's a playoff spot on the line as well as the LCL trophy. So, you know, that's definitely not lost on our kids. But at the same time, you know, our focus has been on preparation and our opponent and trying to fix ourselves in all three phases of the game. And so that's been our focus all week. And so hopefully Friday night we'll be ready to go. But yes, it's definitely, you know, it's important to the community and it's important to our fans and our players. And so our guys know that going in.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you host Burlingame coming up tomorrow night. You know, they're 4-2, 1-2 in the district, 3-0 in the Lyon County League. But they're just as hungry as you guys. And talking with Coach Slater earlier this week, and you know, they got some momentum back. And I know you want to carry some momentum back in with a lot on the line. And you told me, what was it? Madison has at least shared or won the Lyon County League title in like 11 of the last 14, 15 years or so. But, you know, Burlingame's got Dane Winters, J.D. Tyson, good tight end, and Timmy Roberts. They got athletes, and Coach Slater does a really good job with his program.
Well, one guy you left out, too, is that number three, the tall wide receiver that they'll throw the jump ball to. I just wanted to make sure that you mentioned that, too. But that was going to be kind of where I started with them. You know, they're skilled players. They're very experienced. They don't have a lot of seniors, but those guys have played a lot of ball together. You could tell just watching film. The quarterback does a nice job of running the show. He's a dual threat guy. Dane Winters is he's a dual threat guy as well. They'll line him up. I think we counted like 9 or 10 different spots on offense. You know, they do a good job of using him as a chess piece and moving him around to be the focal point, but also they use him to kind of create diversions for some of their other guys. So, you know, nothing but respect for Coach Slater. He does a really good job. And when I came into eight-man football last year and came to work with Coach McMillan, you know, Slater was one of the guys that reached out and, you know, has been very supportive and helpful if I've ever had any questions. So, you know, they're a worthy opponent. You know, defensively, they're very aggressive. They're very aggressive, but yet they're disciplined. You know, defensively, they've made several interceptions on the year. You know, they do a great job of reading their keys and, you know, they just play fundamental defense. And so hopefully, like, our guys are up for the challenge. Like I said earlier, it's a league game. It's a game that's going to punch a ticket into the playoffs. And I know both teams know that. And so really what we think it's going to come down to is, you know, who can execute the best and really establish their style of play. You know, I think offensively they like to go for the big play. They're very diverse and do a lot of different things. And so it's our job to try to slow that down. And then offensively, we need to be able to sustain some drives and get some big plays ourselves, and definitely convert when we have opportunities to score. So we look forward to the challenge. You know, a team like Burlingame, they're not going to beat themselves. So you're going to have to play a good football game and beat them. And I know that Burlingame and Madison have had some classic matchups over the last few years in eight-man football. And so we're hoping that this Friday can be no exception and be one of those good battles down at McLean Field.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night against Burlingame, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Mr. Sherwood, it's always a pleasure. We sure appreciate the coverage, and go Dogs.
That's Madison head football coach Nate Teichraber joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Chanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.